It's said that in this life, there are only two things you can be certain of, death and taxes. For the believer, there's one more. Those who know Christ by faith are guaranteed a place in the life to come, a guarantee spelled out in Ephesians chapter 1. It's a seal placed upon us, a seal only God can open, a seal that ensures that our journey has a definite finish line. Today, more teaching on the believer's security. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue our series on what happens when the Spirit has His way. Turn with us to Ephesians 1:13 as Dr. Lutzer brings more of his message on the gift of security.
When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's as if God is sending you to heaven by registered mail. God is the one who seals you, and the only one who can open the seal is the one for whom it is intended. God is the one who seals you by His Spirit, and God is the only one who can open the seal when you arrive there in glory. And that's why we read in Scripture that we are sealed until the day of redemption. Remember the disciples, they were so glad that they could speak and demons would be subject to them. But Jesus said, don't rejoice because the demons are subject to you, but rejoice rather because your name is written in heaven. Imagine your name written in heaven. There it is. There's Susan, there's Mary, there's Bervin, all of the names written in heaven. And you know what it says in the book of Revelation? It says in chapter 13 that during the tribulation there will be those who worship the Antichrist, except those whose names were written in heaven from before the foundation of the world. If you've believed on Jesus, you're already on the heavenly register. And God is up there saying, oh, okay, so-and-so died, fine, we check them off. They arrived, yeah, so-and-so arrived. Now, most of us would want God to not be in too big a hurry to check us off like that. But, hey, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. You know. Jesus said, rejoice because your name is written in heaven. You say, well, might he blot out the name? You know, there's that reference in the book of Revelation where it says that if you obey me, I will not blot out your name. Now, that's a certain kind of figure of speech, but let me tell you, there's no evidence that God has ever blotted out the name of a true believer. I mean, it is unthinkable that God would take somebody and save them and seal them. And then they wouldn't arrive in heaven because somebody tampered with the seal along the way, and as a result, they didn't arrive at their destination. Think of the words of Jesus and be blessed by them. When Jesus made that remarkable statement, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. And then he said, my Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You know, I have more ideas to preach than I have opportunities to preach. Someday I'm going to preach a message entitled Hands in Harmony, because Jesus ended by saying, I and my Father are one. We're in the Son's hands, we're in the Father's hands. Oh, you say, but we could wiggle out of his hands. Not quite that easy, because we are also a part of his hands, members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. What would you say to a shepherd? He starts out in the morning with 100 sheep, comes back with 95, and says, well, I thought I did pretty good. Wait a moment. Oh, he says, you have no idea those five? They were so rebellious. You know, they went down the wrong paths, and they were so stubborn. God knows how stubborn they are. Yeah, I know they're stubborn. We've all met some of God's sheep that are quite stubborn. To live above with the saints we love, oh, that will be glory. But to live below with the saints we know, that's another story. So we all know what it's like to live with stubborn sheep. But you know what shepherds do? Shepherds go hook or by crook, we bring you back anyway, and Jesus will have in heaven all those whom he has redeemed. They will be there. And those of you who didn't clap, when we get to heaven, I want you to come up to me and say, Pastor, you were right. All right? All right, let's talk about the hard things. Thank you. Oh, yes, the devil can tamper. But you're sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. You will arrive. But let's talk about reality. Here I am in Florida, maybe 10, 12 years ago. And at the table at which I'm eating is the wife of a man who committed suicide. Now, he was a teacher in a Bible college in Canada. I had met him only once. And he was having a great impact on the students. And in her purse was the note that he had written, his suicide note. In her purse, it was a photocopy. She said, this is what he left me. And I read it. And basically, as I recall, it says, I'm taking the easy way out. He had had the diagnosis of a very painful disease, and he didn't want to go through the pain. Now, let me say this about suicide. It is always wrong. It is always murder. It is putting a period where there should be a comma. If you are contemplating any such thing, go for help, because that is one thing you do not have to do. You do not have to be plagued with thoughts of self-destruction. And many people, most maybe, who think that this is going to be their way out, they discover, as the soliloquy says in Shakespeare, in those dreams of death, what dreams may come in the sleep of death when we have shoveled off this mortal coil. But nonetheless, because this man gave every indication that he was a believer, that he had trusted Christ as Savior, I believe that he was sealed with the Holy Spirit, and I expect that his wife is going to meet him someday on the other side. The sealing of the Spirit. You belong to God, and you're God's property, and he is committing to bring you all the way home. Now, there's something else in this text, and it'll bless us even more. And that is, it is proof. It is like a pledge that there is more blessing to follow. It's a pledge. Now, your Bibles are open. You'll notice it says, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee, that's the word that I'm looking for, of our inheritance, until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. The word guarantee in Greek is arabon. It is the guarantee. You know, the King James translated this earnest, but modern translations don't translate it earnest because most people think that earnest just means sincerity. They don't understand the concept of earnest money. All right, I was maybe 10, 12 years old. My father was going to buy a combine from a neighbor, and they discussed it, and my father took $50 out of his pocket and gave it to the neighbor, and they shook hands. What that meant was that there was more money to come. Now, the cost of the combine was $600. If you know anything about machinery today, you know two things. Number one, this was a long time ago. And number two, you should know that the combine was already well used. In fact, between you and me, it ended up being a piece of junk. But that's beside the point. The point is that my father gave $50 as a down payment, and that meant that there was more money to come. And because he was an honest man, there was more money to come. And the amount was given to the man later. Now, Pastor Wiersbe, in discussing this, uses this illustration. Did my father say, well, let me give you 20 watermelons, and then I'll give you the money later? No, when you give earnest, you give actually that which there is going to be more of. More money is coming because you're going to use money. That's the agreement. Now, think about it this way. In Oriental times, in fact, what they would do is actually have two transactions, two earnests, if you please. Let's suppose I were buying some property and I were to give to this person, say, $50 with the understanding I was purchasing a plot of land that would cost $1,000. The $950 would come later. They, in turn, the owner, the present owner who is selling it to me, would then take a pouch of the grain of the ground, the dirt, and he would give me a pouch of the dirt of the land, signifying that there was more land to come as the deal was worked out. The Holy Spirit is an earnest, and God says that what you have in the Spirit, you are going to get more of. And as one theologian put it, that what we experience today is very small, imperceptible, in comparison to what we will someday experience. But the Holy Spirit is a pledge that there is more to follow. The Bible says that eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man all the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And that actually begins in this life, not to mention the life to come. How can I put this to you? Let me say very clearly that today we have the shadow, but the substance is on its way. Today we get the drop, but we're going to inherit an ocean. We get the flower, but in that day we'll get the garden. Today we have the condo, tomorrow the mansion. And God is going to show his grace to us, and the Holy Spirit of God is God's down payment. That would be a good way to translate our bond, down payment, though it has another meaning, as I'll mention in a moment. It is God's down payment. There's more to follow. Don't you sometimes wish you had a new body? Well, it's coming. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I'm so glad that you joined us today for Running to Win. If you're new to this program, we're actually in the middle of a series entitled When the Spirit Has His Way. I'm very anxious that all of us as believers come to know the fullness and the glory and the blessing of the Holy Spirit of God. And as I frequently mention, at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given some information as to how you can connect with us and how you can receive these messages so that you can listen to them often. Meanwhile, I want to thank the many of you who support this ministry. We are deeply dependent upon your gifts and especially your prayers, and I trust that each day you'll listen right here for Running to Win. Next time, we'll continue this message entitled The Gift of Security. How wonderful it is that the Holy Spirit has blessed us.
Erwin Lutzer with more of The Gift of Security, the seventh message in a series on When the Spirit Has His Way. Some people go through life never sure if they're saved. The Bible makes it clear you can have this certainty. Tomorrow, why the seal of the Holy Spirit is a down payment on the eternal life yet to come. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.